Hey, welcome to the How to Sell with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Nat Toliff, a sales and confidence coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in biz who's ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. Let's go in, let's have some unstoppable conversations. Hey crew, welcome to this episode around, I've got like six ways to move through a plateau. There's heaps of ways to move through a plateau, and I want to share them with you. And I just want to remind you that when I talk about plateau, I'm not talking about a startup who isn't sure of things. This is for the women who have been in their business most likely more than 2 years, and you come up against some bumpy bits, some kind of like literal dead ends, and you can feel a little bit like you're crazy making, right? That you're gone a little cray cray. I can't confirm or deny whether you're going cray cray, but most likely you're not. It's just that you could be in a plateau. So let's get into the episode. I'm so stoked you're listening. I've got a fancy new mic and I feel a little bit cool about it. Hopefully it gives you a little bit of a better sound quality. To those of you who are first starting out with podcasting, please don't fall victim to the bells and whistles. For the first 18 months, 2 years, this podcast has been recorded with no mic, just the mic in my laptop and sometimes the mic on my phone. So you might be like, yeah, well, that's because your sound quality's shit, Nat. just joking, okay? Just start where you're at. You don't need the fancy bells and whistles. Okay, let's kick off the podcast. An incredible woman that I've known for many years called Hayley Carr. Go follow her. She's a cool podcast. And she calls a plateau an invitation. So an invitation to plateau, which I love that reframe she gives it, because sometimes a plateau can be, we can make it a bad thing. We can be like, oh my gosh, my business is literally plateaued, or my numbers have plateaued. But actually it is an invitation. It's an invitation to have a look at what's really going on. So I really love her reframe around it. And I want to kick off with that whole, hey, it's a really natural, healthy and normal thing to experience in your business when you're those couple of years in, even, you know, year 3, 5, 7, 10. I see it with women in their 10th year, their 5th year, 7th year. You can hit a plateau and it's really normal and it's healthy. And sometimes you might hit one more than once and it could be for longer than you think. So a plateau does tend to be something quite vast and big, like the literal definition of a plateau, can be like quite massive parts of the landmass. And so, you know, a plateau is a big deal. And I just want to normalize it. I just want you to know that even though it's normal to go through these, and that's what I want to really get out there in my podcast, is to really talk about these things that we might want to hide from, is it's normal and it's healthy. And it can be really fucking uncomfortable and really messy. But it's because that you are learning a new way to see yourself and that it's a newer period of growth. And I know that may have cued some eye rolls, because it's like, what do you mean see myself? Not boo, hiss, not another period of growth. Often when we've hit a plateau, it's because we're actually having to shed some really old skin and meet ourselves where we're at. And if we're not used to doing that, it can just feel very, very foreign. And it's about just taking some steps that I'm going to share with you today and just starting to, yeah, meet yourself where you're at, starting to see yourself how others see you and all that stuff. And I talk about the messy middle in my book, Become Unstoppable, on a different angle that I'm taking with you today. But it's still something that positive growth can come from. And if you're in it, it's okay. So you might be like, ugh, Nat, how do I know? How do I know I'm not, how do I know I'm in a plateau and I'm not just being a lazy bitch? And that's the thing with plateaus is there'll be numerous things that are happening in your business. And one of the things that stands out the most when you know you're in a plateau is you've actually lost a lot of joy. You've lost the joy in why the fuck you keep showing up, why you keep doing this business thing. It can fit the mundane parts of business that you used to probably just be able to, you know, move through, because business has to have tasks and actions that are repetitive that you may not like, but tough luck, because that's parts of business. But when you're in a plateau, they really piss you off, the mundane things, the repetitive things, and you have lost joy, literal joy in what you're doing. And it feels scary and it can feel quite foreign, but it's okay. I'm here to tell you, it is okay. It's just that you're actually ready to do different things and bigger things. So it's not about doing more, okay, team? This isn't about doing more. But so how do you know if you're in a plateau? You've lost some joy. The mundane, repetitive tasks in business are literally driving you crazy. You can't, and in fact, you don't want to celebrate any wins. You're just like, ugh, boring, yawn, don't want to do it. You actually have a repeating mantra in your head of, why can't I do this? Why isn't it working? I'm trying everything. Why is it happening for everyone else? And on a monetary term, it may be that you can't get past your money goals. And then you hop down a really interesting money mindset vortex, which can be quite upsetting if you've already done a lot of money mindset work. And actually, you could have taken your eyes off your money and off your metrics because you just don't want to face up to some realization. Perhaps you've changed your offers recently to do, or changed your business, dropped some offers and changed your business to actually doing what you want and offering what you want. But now it feels like your business isn't working and you're shit scared about it. Because maybe you like, well, if I hadn't changed it, I wouldn't be feeling like this and people would be still buying my stuff. But remember, there was a reason why you stopped doing that stuff beforehand, right? And you keep trying to hit the same problems with the same solutions, and you're starting to annoy the shit out of yourself because you're like, what? Why does this keep happening? Another thing that can tell you if you've hit a plateau is the comparison dial, the volume of comparison goes like so loud, you have to put earplugs in. Like, you're like, this comparison stuff is getting out of control and it gets louder. Also, your jealousy dial goes up. You become a jealous person of others. You might start talking about others. This is just another form of comparison, right? But your jealousy radar really kicks off and you can be looking out to others and really believing the bullshit that everyone has their shit together and you're the only one who doesn't, and that you're doing everything wrong and that nothing's working, and you're just creating this delightful fucking story in your head. I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's actually a really good thing. I invite you, like Hayley Carr has said, an invitation to the plateau. I invite you to step up to your plateau. So the first thing is to acknowledge what's happening. And the second thing is to acknowledge that the work you've done to get to a plateau, right? Think of it with a little bit of hill climbing when you're going to reach a summit. And on the way there, you might hit a plateau, a really long, vast, flat piece of the walk. You're like, seriously, what the hell? And every time you keep moving, like the horizon keeps further away, right? It's a literal plateau, but you've got to acknowledge the work you've done to get to that plateau on your way to the summit. So I'm here to share with you six things, and we've started, team. It's acknowledgement. Acknowledge that you're in a plateau and go, oh, okay, I'm in the plateau. All right. Okay, this is where I'm at. And often having a label, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes a label will really help me understand where I'm at and actually take the accelerator off my bitchometer that's telling me that it's all my fault and that there's something wrong with me, because that's a lot of my soundtrack. Where actually, you've done so much amazing work. You've just literally had a plateau. You're just doing some evening out and it's time to take some stock, okay? So that's number one, acknowledgement. Number two, it's actually okay to do what we call taking a strategic pause. So what that means is literally it's intentionally taking a pause from your business. Now, that could look like some days. It could look like a week. It could look like a month. Taking a strategic pause to gather your thoughts, to regroup. Remember, if you visually have in your head about, on your way to a summit, which is your, you know, business goals, and on the way to the summit, you're climbing up, 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 and sometimes you hit a really long, vast piece, a plateau, that sometimes it's a really good time to take stock and just stopping, right? Like a base camp, for example. You don't have to, but I know many of my clients have taken a strategic pause to regulate their nervous system. If we are running from constant fight and flight, and for a lot of women, it's quite chronic fight and flight. We haven't learnt to connect our mind and body through breath, through walking, through what the hell do you want, right? What actually is working? And just stopping. And often with a strategic pause, we can really start to see the forest. So what that means is sometimes when you're in your own stuff and you're just churning, you'll see the trees, but when you elevate and zoom out, you see the whole forest. So the strategic pause is very important when you first hit the plateau. Acknowledge it and then stop, right? Acknowledge it and then stop. And just really think about the invitation the plateau is giving you. So something else that I love to do, so number three is, it's a beautiful invitation to go back to your values. To go back to your why. Remind yourself, why are you doing it? Because it might have changed. You may have actually hit your own milestones and your own reasons why you started in biz. And actually, you've just forgot to revisit your why based on your values. And so there's a little bit of misalignment happening. So it's an invitation to go back to your values. What do you give a shit about? And you might be going, I love all this stuff, but actually the stuff of my business is not ticking any of those boxes. And it's massive. It's really, really important that your business is coming from your values, coming from your why. Why are you doing this? It's actually harder to have a business than it is to have a job. Like, go get a job. It's so much easier. So you've got to go, why am I getting up each day? Why am I willing to walk through and move through this plateau? Because it's going to take a little bit more of a different commitment than maybe you're used to. So I would love for you to go back to your values. There's heaps of value exercises out on the internet. Go and give some a go. Reconnect back to your why. You don't have to have some mic dropping whys. You don't have to have, you know, a Simon Sinek freaking why that, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, it's amazing. We don't have to have too much corporate shit. Just why are you doing it? What's the driving reason why you're doing this stuff? Really reconnect into that vision for me. So number one, remember, was acknowledge. Number two, hit strategic pause. Number three, invitation to go back to your values and your why. Number four, where are you using, and this can usually be quite a big one, and a reason, another reason why you've hit your plateau, but where are you using the lens and the voices of other people? Where has your voice and your thoughts stagnated? What can happen on the way to the plateau is, as we're second guessing ourselves because we're comparing, remember, and we forget how fucking awesome we are, we start to listen to others, we start to hear their thoughts, see what they think, and we become quite cookie cutter again before we've known it. And it could be one of the reasons there is a bit of stagnation in sales and offers, is because you keep trying to do it like everyone else is doing it, and it's actually not connected to your values, therefore it doesn't align. And so when people hear it from you, they're like, what? Not feeling it, because you're not really feeling it, because you've gone into robot mode for pure survival in the plateau. So one of the questions I do ask my clients all the time is like, dude, are you saying what you want to say? Are you actually showing up and putting your intonation and your tone and your ideology? Are you telling your stories? Like, are you showing up full force? That doesn't mean doing more. Remember, when I use the words full force, I'm not like, you know, get out there full force. I'm just saying, yo, where are you not bringing your voice and your thoughts through? Have a look. Go back and read your posts. Go back and read your newsletters. Have you downloaded some email template because you're like, ugh, I'm so sick of this mundane stuff. I don't know what to say, so I'm just going to follow someone else. That's another cue that you've hit a plateau, because you have disempowered yourself and you've gone and put the power somewhere else. I'm hoping that you're nodding as you're listening to this podcast. I'm also hoping that you're not crying as you listen to this podcast. It's also okay if you are. It's emotional being in the middle of a plateau, because you can feel like, you know, how the hell am I going to get out of here? What's going on? So number five is to start to move through this plateau, is I want you to look for signs and symbols. So spiritually, you probably keep seeing repeated numbers, and you're just not, because you're so looking inward at the moment and thinking you suck, you're not really noticing outward signs. So some outward signs are like, repetitive numbers. You might keep seeing feathers. You might keep seeing the same bird. You might suddenly hear the sound and keep hearing it, a song. Animals are good representations of some angel spiritual meaning. When was the last time you pulled a tarot card? When was the last time you meditated? If you stop in the middle of the plateau and just look for some signs, you're going to get that respite, but you're also going to get that reminder that everything is okay, that it's okay to pause for a moment. It's okay to reconnect to your why, to connect to your values, to keep reminding that how you want to say things is okay. So I would love for you to start looking for some signs and symbols. It's really important to have a look around you, what's going on, getting out of that logical brain and into the bigger vision. Because the sixth thing that I want to share with you is that it's an invitation and a time to play bigger. And you might be like, what the shit balls, Nat? I'm trying to grow bigger. I'm trying to go bigger, but it's not happening. It's like, no, it's not happening, because you're doing it in a very old way of being, right? So it's not about doing more. It's about, what's this plateau asking of me? It's an invitation to start to grow with some innovation. Because if you keep doing the same things that everyone else does without your voice, without your intonation, you are completely missing how to play big, which is with your own innovation. How do you want to shake up, move the industry? How do you want to move your business forward? And an example of growing innovatively, oh, I had to really think about that word. I don't know if I can say it again. Innovatively. Oh, well done. Go me. For example, is... it's not new, right? But it's new for me, so it's innovative, is going on tour and taking my two books, right? A book tour. It's quite innovative in terms of even coaches in our industry. Not many people are doing that. And it's not why I did it, to be different from them. I wanted to play a bigger game and bring some innovation to my business. So the reason I love talking about plateaus is I've been in a huge one. Last year I was in a huge plateau. Was it uncomfortable? Hell yes. Was it nice to hit some strategic pause? Oh my God, yes. Did I look for some symbols and signs? Yes, I was clutching on to whatever I could, team, whatever I could. I then went back to my values and my why, and then I realized how much I had watered down. So you've got to ask yourself, what is this plateau asking of me? Where can I grow innovatively? Wouldn't it be funny if I thought I'd said that right the whole time and I hadn't? It's time to play a bigger game. that's the biggest gift that the plateau is asking of you. Where can you really lift up your socks, team? Where can you do it? So those are my six ways, six things to move through a plateau. I really would love to hear from you if you're in a plateau. Which of the six things you're going to try? I'm hoping you're going to try and take on board all of them. It's really, really super important. If you want to know a little bit more about it being messy in the messy middle and how I've moved through mine, come and get the book Become Unstoppable from my website, natalietolliff.com, and it would be amazing to send it to you. Thanks for listening to this series. It was really exciting to bring it to you, and I can't wait to bring you some more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and if you know that a biz friend needs a little bit of a uppercut butt kick, please send them this episode. Hey, you gorgeous crew. Thanks for listening again. And if you've been under a rock and you didn't know, my second book is available, Become Unstoppable, How to Stop Playing Small, Keep Up with the Bloody Joneses, and Play a Bigger Game. If you want a copy, you know what to do. Come over to my website, www.natalietolliff.com, and grab yourself a copy. And remember to share this podcast around with your biz friends. Plus, if you're liking it on whatever platform you're listening, please give it a rating so we can keep it going around and around. Catch you later.